This is a CBC podcast.
Hi there, it's Pia, and every Wednesday, we're bringing you a bonus podcast, one handpicked story from the week's round of the Sunday magazine that we think is definitely worth hearing or hearing again. Of course, you can hear all of our stories on the full podcast that we put out on Sunday and on the CBC Listen app. All right, here's this week's highlight. I'm Pia Chattopadhyay. This is the Sunday Magazine. And now, my friends, it is time once again for our monthly contest of quick wits, lateral thinking, and improbable knowledge of weird jargon from sailing to chicken farming and everything in between. Yes, it is time to play That's Puzzling. Each and every month, I take on one of my CBC colleagues, as well as a super smart listener of the Sunday magazine, in a series of word challenges. And those puzzles are devised in a dank underground lair by the man who brings the fun and the suffering. So mashed together, he's the king of fuffering. Hi, Peter Brown.
Hello, Pia. Welcome, Pia, to a very special edition of That's Puzzling. A very Saskatchewanian edition of That's Puzzling. Listeners will know that you grew up in Saskatoon, as did I, but that's not enough Saskatchewan for That's Puzzling. Joining us now in our Regina studio, The host of CBC Saskatchewan's morning show, The Morning Edition, Stephanie Langenegger. Hello, Stephanie.
Hello, Peter Brown.
We worked together in the previous millennium, and now you're getting up at 3:40 in the morning because you do a morning show, and I'm getting up at 3:40 in the morning because I'm old and I have to pee again.
We started working when you were doing some comedy pieces for The Morning Edition.
So that's
right. It's nice to talk with you again.
Nice to see you. So how have you been 32 years later?
We got to move on, people. I'm kidding. Southern Saskatchewan versus Northern Saskatchewan.
That's right.
Pete.
Stephanie is representing Regina. Pia grew up in Saskatoon.
Wait, hold on. You keep saying I grew up, like I just left, and like my folks still live there. My three best friends still live there. I still am of Saskatoon.
Pia's soul still lives in Saskatoon. So right here, right now, we're going to decide Regina or Saskatoon, which is better.
Saskatoon.
I will be the impartial judge.
You're the Davidson.
I am the Davidson.
For people outside of Saskatchewan, Davidson is a midway point when you drive from Saskatoon to Regina. But for people outside of Saskatchewan, also know that Saskatoon is the much better city.
Wow. And so it begins. Stephanie, given that you're representing all of southern Saskatchewan, are you a puzzler?
I love puzzles and games. I'm a little bit poor under pressure, but I'm super competitive, so that ought to make up for it.
You're going to fit right in. Poor under pressure and competitive is the exact skill set you need for today. We are going far afield for our final competitor. They won their spot in today's game by taking on our listener challenge. We asked you to invent a term for realizing you care about the Oscars, even though you haven't seen any of the movies. And our winning entry is
Imposter Syndrome.
Imposter Syndrome. Well done in a magnificent deep voice by our winning listener, Jim Danahy, in Quispam Sis, New Brunswick. Hello, Jim.
Well pronounced, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go further. What's the correct term for someone who lives in Quispam Sis? Is it Quispam Sisian? Quispam Sister?
Actually, they're derisively referred to by St. Johners as the Valley People.
Ooh. Oh, soon to be a Stephen King movie.
It sounds like it, yes.
Wow. Now that you are among the Valley People, you moved to Quispam Sis from Toronto, which means you got an extra hour and 45 in your day that you don't have to spend in traffic. What are you doing with all that free time?
Oh, let me tell you, moving to a city with no traffic reporters.
Oh,
if there's a problem on the bridge, it's on the news.
Wow.
So, yeah, the reduction in psychic energy loss was Amazing. Now, we've been coming here for years. I'm married to a New Brunswicker. Our children have been coming here for their entire lives. So it's not new, but it is different being a resident, and it's a pretty wonderful place. A lot of people say it's the Hamilton, for Ontario folks, of the Atlantic Coast. It's sort of blue collar. It's got no airs or attitudes, but it's spectacularly beautiful on the ocean and two huge, beautiful rivers, bald eagles, all kinds of water life.
So, Jim, although I'm from Saskatchewan and I live in Toronto and I love both these places, I have a connection to New Brunswick via my mother-in-law, who summers on Yawhall Beach just outside of Bathurst. And every year or two when we go, I always try and take in a new part of New Brunswick. Last summer, I went to St. John, and we drove out to the burbs, as we like to call them in Toronto, but they're not the burbs, but we came to Quispamsis. Jim, I want you to tell Peter and Stephanie and our listening audience, what's the nickname?
Quispam.
Isn't that amazing?
We've got a lot of syllables here because Quispamsis is on the Kennebecasis Valley.
Wow.
And we're rich in syllables.
Sounds like a good place for a Chattopadi to move in. Rich in syllables over here.
Even a Langenacker.
Yes. If somehow the families could marry, they would be this Quispamsis Chattopadi Langenackers. All right. We are now ready to put the quiz in Quispamsis. Stephanie, Jim, Pia, let's play That's Puzzling. We start today, as always, with a definition challenge. I am going to give you a word and three possible definitions. One of those definitions is real. Two I have made up. My goal is to fool you. Your challenge is to spot the correct definition. Again, one is real. Two are fake. Spot the right answer. It's worth a point. Today's word is glabella. G-L-A-B-E-L-L-A. Glabella. Which of the following is a real definition of the word glabella? Is it a microorganism that lives on the ocean floor? Is it the area between your eyebrows? Or is it an ornate pillar in Gothic architecture? So you've got the microorganism on the ocean floor, the space between your eyebrows, or the ornate pillar in Gothic architecture. Which is the real meaning of glabella? Pia, we come to you first.
Peter, how many rounds this season, by which I mean from September to now, of That's Puzzling have I won?
Zero.
You're supposed to hesitate there for a moment. It's true. Absolutely zero.
Yeah.
Today, I am brimming with confidence.
Ooh.
And when you said glabella, now this could be like me throwing my competitors, but I was brimming with confidence because I know what a glabella is.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And now I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, if I didn't know what this was, because I do know what it is. See how I'm doing this? Glabella, it sounds like a medically weird term, like science, medicine kind of thing. So I would lean towards the microorganism. But ornate pillar, like a glabella, sounds lovely. But as a woman who talks a lot with her other women friends about the lines that are starting to appear on our faces, including the glabella, which is that space between your eyebrows. It's eyebrows, babe. It's eyebrows.
Pia seems confident. She is very confident. Her confidence has sometimes been misplaced. Stephanie, what do you think?
Oh, gosh. It's throwing me because I wanted it to be that space, but then I thought it's probably the Gothic pillar. But now Pia has me going back to the space. I'm going to go with
going
the space.
Going to go
between.
With the space. Jim, Pia's convinced it's the eyebrow space. Stephanie agrees. What do you think?
I mean, it does sound anatomical, doesn't it? It sounds like something that should be dangling at the back of my throat or something. So I would have thought microorganism as well. I can imagine how it would be part of an ornate bit of a cornice molding and I would go with a glabella. But I'm going to go with the pack here and just say it's the space between eyebrows.
All of you are right and I failed. Uh-huh. Pia was right and you were right to follow her. And I did not fool you and everyone is happy but me. So the game's going great. The score is 1 for Pia, 1 for Jim, 1 for Stephanie. So far it's up for grabs. Now we played round 2. Round 2 is my favorite game, Potato Potato. I am going to give you two words and ask you to tell me what other word means both of those things and has two different pronunciations. So, for example, if I ask you to give me a kind of fish and a kind of guitar, the answer would be B-A-S-S. Bass is a kind of fish. Bass is a kind of guitar, spelled the same, but pronounced differently, and they have different meanings.
Do we get fewer points if we need a hint?
No. Hints are free. Great question. I will offer each question to one player. If the first person misses, the others can steal. These are worth 2 points. I will say, this first round is comparatively easy. Uh-huh. No pressure. Let's play potato, potato. Stephanie, you're up first. I am looking for a word that means communicate and a race between teams. Communicate.
Race.
A race between
race
teams.
Race between.
Yes.
Teams.
A single.
Like a match, or maybe I better go to the communicate.
I think race between teams is the more accessible.
Race between teams.
Yeah.
Competition, race, track.
I think I heard Pia squeak, and she might have it.
Great. may I have a hint?
Yes. Which hint would you like? Communicate or race between teams?
Communicate, please.
To communicate as in to pass along a piece of information. So I tell you something and you then blank it to Pia.
I tell it to Pia. I share it with Pia. I race to tell Pia.
Yeah.
And the other one, there's communicate, and then there's a match between teams.
A race between teams.
A race between teams. Volley. Meet? I don't know.
I'm going to call it, Stephanie. Now, Pia, stay calm. The first opportunity to steal goes to Jim. Jim, do you have it?
A race between teams sounds to me like a relay. And one type. And then I'm thinking about communicate. So I don't relate.
Jim, just mispronounce, and I use mispronounce in quotes, the word relay.
Relay.
Yeah.
Relay.
To relay the information. Jim, Pia pushed relay. You through the doorway. A relay is a race with teams, and to relay the information is to
relay
pass along or communicate.
Relay.
It's the same spelling, relay and relay. They feel like The Bachelor. Jim, do you accept these points?
Yes, thank you, whether I deserve them or not. Thank you, Pia.
All right, Jim, we're coming to you for our next one. Jim, we are looking for a word. It's the same spelling, different pronunciations. That means instruction book and what you put on before paint. Instruction book and what you put on before paint.
How can I have that one?
It's not base and bath stuff.
So
luck of the draw, Stephanie.
What you put on before paint is a primer and an instruction book, at least in ancient times. Used to be primer as well, wasn't it? Then we have those on there. So thinking out loud there, but I'm going to say primer.
There is another way of saying it, the instruction book.
Oh, a primer?
Yes.
Okay.
Primer and a primer. This seems like our mission today, like Jim has thrown a curling rock and we are all just sweeping it into the rings. Jim.
You got to twist me left or right. I'll go where you point me.
So Stephanie would have had that one, and that is luck of the draw, Steph. Jim has 5 points. Pia has one. Stephanie has one. There's lots still to play for. Pia, it is your turn at last.
Whew.
We are looking for a word that means a sideboard meal, and there's a hint, or strike repeatedly. To strike repeatedly.
A sideboard meal?
Yeah.
What is a sideboard? Like that thing you have, like, to what's a sideboard?
So a sideboard is a piece of furniture that might be in your dining room where you put out different dishes.
Yeah, why would I have a meal there? That's what I'm like, does a sideboard have a different meaning? Why am I having a meal on my sideboard?
Why are you putting the food on your sideboard? What kind of meal is that?
Charcuterie? A buffet?
In the spirit of your helping Jim, you have said the right thing.
Buffet.
Yes.
Buffet.
Yes.
Buffet. Oh, God.
Jim has 5. Pia has 3. Stephanie has 1. It's still all possible.
Womp, womp.
One more round to come, Stephanie. You can still do it. It's time now for our final round. We are going to stick with potato, potato. And before we play this round, Pia, I'd like to remind you of something you said at the end of last month's game.
Never
let's
do this.
Let's hear
Never
that
do this.
Now.
And as always, Mr. Peter Brown, thank you for making up the puzzles, for stumping us, or at least trying to. Did okay this time, my friend. They can be harder next time. Oh!
They can be harder next time. Pia, I have spent weeks thinking of the hardest possible potato-potato clue. You'll be happy to hear I did not use it this week. It is unionized and unionized. That's what you pushed me to, Pia, just so you know what I'm capable of if angered. But we are not playing formed a labor union and didn't lose any of its electrons, unionized and unionized, because that would not have been good for anyone.
That's a different game. Yeah,
that's a game
to.
called I'll Show You, Pia. So yeah. These aren't that brutal, but they are harder. But they're somewhere between bass, bass, and unionized, unionized. They're in the middle.
Let me remind my contestants what I said at the beginning of this. Peter, how many times have I won this? That's puzzling this year.
Let me just still none.
Yep, zero.
All right, for our final round today, we are going to stick with potato, potato. As I said, these aren't brutal, but they are harder. We're going to start with Stephanie. Stephanie, we are looking for a word that means suggest. And very personal. Suggest and very personal. And there are hints available.
I'm not talking this time. Suggest, suggest, proffer, and very personal.
I think very personal is the more accessible end of this clue, if that helps.
So she gets a free hint personal. And then can ask for a hint?
Yep.
There, Brown? Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right, Pia. So very personal. Mine, close.
Getting there.
Closer.
No, that hyperventilating means Pia just got it.
Oh, she thinks. Oh, yeah. I see.
Again, could be throwing
suggest,
you guys.
Can you tell me what the, because Pia's talking too much, can you please tell me what the clues are again?
Yes, suggest and very personal. And if you can have, you can have a hint for either one of those.
I would have a hint for suggest, please.
You don't come out and say it, but you let on.
Oh, shoot.
The person, if it was past tense, they blanked.
Imply, they
close.
Imply, infer, no, you. I infer what you've implied.
Mm-hmm.
So you hint, you imply, you and the
starts
other one
with the right
is,
letter.
The other one is, he just told you that it starts with the right letter. Just
with the I.
Yes.
The in.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got the right start. Remember, very personal.
Very
and Jim
personal.
Jim has told you it starts with IN because he's quite the quispam sissian.
Inner.
Close, a close personal relationship could be described as in. That's the sound.
Like I'm in tight. I'm in.
No, it's.
I see.
And there's a department in stores for women's wear.
Stephanie told me to shut up, and so I did until that.
Jim's thinking.
I don't
of,
know.
Jim's thinking
I
of
don't
blank
know.
Apparel. Oh,
I
Stephanie.
Think Jim is going to deserve.
Let's see. Well, does it go to Jim or does it go?
It
to Pia?
It goes to Pia.
I don't need Jim's little egging on there helping Stephanie.
We go to whoever's in second, which is Pia in this case.
So, Steph, get ready to make an audible groan. Intimate and intimate.
Oh, of course.
Oh, sorry, Stephanie. I was so sure you were going to get there. Jim, who received the help from Pia, then tried to pass it along to Stephanie. So now, morally, we are all neutral.
I think someone has to help me out now.
Jim is at 5. Pia is at 5. And Pia gets our next clue. Okay. Pia, your word can mean either play or produce again.
Produce again.
Yes.
Like repeat?
That kind of word.
Yeah.
Produce again. And then there are hints available.
Produce again. Play. Ooh, God. Play is going to be hard, I think. I think I should lean on produce again. So if you do something over and over, you're repeating it. Repetition. Produce again. Not produce again.
No.
And it's produce again. Produce again. Oh, I'm going to take the hint, Pete.
Okay. Scientists tried to blank the original experiment.
Yeah, replicate.
No, close.
Okay, say the hint again. Oh, my God, I'm panicking. Can you guys hear me panicking?
Really close.
I'm really panicking.
So it's play or produce again.
And what is the hint for produce again?
And the hint for produce again is scientists tried to blank
the experiment,
the original experiment.
They replicate
to blank
it.
The conditions of the original experiment.
Oh my gosh. Everyone, all 38 million or 40 million Canadians who are listening to the CBC, because that's how many people listen to this show, are yelling at their radio. What is it? Replicate.
You're so close.
I know, Jim. Help me out. You gave Steph the first two letters. What are they,
Jim?
Yeah,
but I'm not tied with him.
Oh, jeez.
You actually, one of your words started with the first two letters.
Okay, replicate. But I have only said replicate. One of my letters started, repeat.
Same two letters at the front.
Redo, play.
Oh, I'm going to close it pretty soon.
I know. The time's running out.
Play is a little vague. It's to engage in a hobby that you enjoy.
To engage in a... Oh, my God. I'm just panicking.
Okay. I'm going to close it down soon, Pia.
Oh, you got to close it down.
And we think Jim has it. All right, Pia. I'm going to give it to Jim. What is it?
I mean, the produce again was the one that helped me with it, because you're redoing something. So I thought recreate and then recreate.
Yep. That is correct. Oh, Pia.
You were so close.
The good thing is we're all from Saskatchewan, so we all honestly believe that next time it will go better.
It's not. Jim's not from Saskatchewan, first of all. Since he's winning, I'm not giving him honorary citizenship for Saskatchewan.
Wow. No, but right. I am in the other drive-through province. Everyone goes through on their way to somewhere else. So don't we have that in common?
Okay. Jim, you have offered the most help to your competitors of anyone, and yet... You hold the lead as you take this last question. If you get this right, you're going to win. If not, and then if Stephanie misses it, Pia has a chance to tie and we go to a tiebreaker. And this will enter its third hour. Jim, I'm looking for a word that means heroic act and take advantage. Heroic act, which is a noun, and take advantage, which is a verb.
Take advantage.
Pia's getting everyone else's but her own.
Heroic act...
Pia, you just got the wrong questions today.
Yeah, so heroic act could be like a feat.
Like that.
Take advantage. So could I have a hint, please?
For which part of the clue?
Why don't we try take advantage?
Yeah, a greedy company might do this to its workers.
So a greedy company might take advantage, might use, might... Ooh, feeling like Pia felt. So they take advantage, might use, so might abuse, use, and then it's gotta. I'm struggling.
Sadly, Jim, you do not have Jim to help you. That's your tragedy.
Yeah, but I was carried over in the first two rounds.
Yeah, remember? That's true.
So feat or. Heroic act would be sacrifice or, what other heroic act could...
Give you a few more seconds, Jim, and then the suspense will begin.
Stumped. Got it. Better hand it on.
Okay. Stephanie, do you happen to know?
Well, Peter, wouldn't it be nice if I did? I still couldn't win, but I dig myself out of the basement.
Okay.
I don't know.
Pia, if you know this, we will tie... And you and Jim will go to a tiebreaker, and then Stephanie will judge who wins. Do you have it, Pia? A heroic act and take advantage is what?
I actually don't know this. I was trying to throw everyone by my fake confidence. But I do not know take advantage as in a company and heroic act. I just can't work it out.
So the answer is a heroic act is an exploit and take advantage is exploit.
Wait, is Stephanie still with us? Because she is curiously very silent. Are you okay, Steph?
I'm okay, Pia.
Oh, Stephanie. You know, it's hard to say which part of Saskatchewan wins because we all feel like we've also lost a little. But also, congratulations to Jim. It's a Quispam Sissian victory.
Quispam!
Putting the quiz in Quispam. It's Jim, thank you for playing.
Oh, thank you. Pia, you Pia'd it forward in those early rounds.
Oh, very nice.
Thank you, Jim. I love Quispam. I'm going to come visit you next time I'm in that vicinity.
Please, there's always a warm bed and a good meal.
Great.
Stephanie, bad luck on which questions you got. Thank you for playing.
Steph, it was lovely to hear your great voice again, although I...
Sorry I shushed you.
I know, that's fine.
I was panicking.
No,
I was
it's
panicking.
Good. It's good. I need to be shushed from time to time. Also, I do listen to you because I use the CBC Listen app to listen to the morning edition in Saskatchewan.
Thank you, players. Aww. Thank you for listening at home. That was a very emotional round, but I'm glad we played it. I'm glad we came through this together. And that is That's Puzzling.
Oh, boy. Exploit. Okay, well, thank you, Peter and Stephanie and Jim. We'll get better. I'll win this year at some point. We will be back in April with another round of That's Puzzling. And hey, if you want to play along with us on air, you've got to work for it. In honor of our Saskatchewanians and our Quispamsisian, we want you to invent a word to describe the act of yelling at the radio when you hear your city or province mispronounced. For example, it is not Saskatchewan. Just please stop saying it that way, please. Email your made-up word to sunday@cbc.ca. Put That's Puzzling in the subject line, and please include your phone number. You have until the end of next Sunday, March 10th, to submit your word. The winner will play with us in April and take home a coveted Sunday Magazine mug or notebook. You can find all the stories we bring you each week on the Sunday Magazine over on our website, cbc.ca/Sunday. I'm Pia Chattopadhyay. Thank you for lending us your ear, and we'll talk to you again on Sunday.
For more CBC podcasts, go to cbc.ca/podcasts.